After playing four games away from Panther Arena to begin the season, the UWM men's basketball team sure was happy to finally play a home game, and it showed in their dominating 85-61 victory over Trinity International on Friday night. Coach Rob Jeter commented after the game.
This might be the longest stretch that I know our teams that started away from home and then to come back home and play well, that's always great.
The Trojans may have kept it close in the beginning, but a flurry by the Panthers, keyed by Wickman's three threes, extended the lead to 41-26 at halftime. In the second half, the Panthers cruised to a 24-point victory. Jeter commented on his team's fatigue and their preparation for their tournament in Estero, Florida, coming up.
We're tired right now. I mean, I think that was pretty evident today. We had some heavy legs early. We need some time to rest. Unfortunately for us, we haven't had much time to practice. Now, the guys like that, but as a coach, we want to work on some things to get better, so we have to figure out a way to rally as a team, get through next week, and then from there our schedule stretches out a little bit where we have more practice time. But we need to rest right now. We're a little road weary, and we have to go back down to Florida. Being in a nice place like that always seems to rejuvenate the guys.
Wickman also commented on fatigue and the upcoming tournament.
I'm kind of tired right now, but you got to be feeling good. We only lost one game, and it was to a pretty tough team at Notre Dame. And we're just going to keep doing what we're doing and just try and buy into the system and win more games.
Forwards Matt Tybee and J.J. Panoski have certainly been big-time contributors for the Panthers this season. In tonight's game, Tybee finished with 14 points and 13 rebounds, and Panoski with 10 points and 8 boards. Jeter commented on his front court play.
They've been doing a phenomenal job, and you know, J.J.'s gotten better. He's gotten a lot tougher. He's getting a lot of action inside and not just floating on the perimeter. You know, Tybee's always going to play with energy. And again, tonight he had 13 rebounds. That's just, he just has a nose for the basketball. JJ's getting better in the rebounding position too. And our front court is something that's we have to be able to find an identity inside, because it's not always going to be the threes, or we can't always rely on the threes to get us going. Tonight it was that way. We had stretches like that in every game that we play, but we've also had stretches where our front court has come up big for us.
Wickman commented on the front court play and just the whole team coming together.
I mean, they're pretty good. JJ has been doing a little bit of everything, knocking down shots and playing in the post. Same with Tybee. And I think we're going to be a special group this year and a force to be reckoned with. And we just, like I said, just got to buy into our system and play our game.
After the graduation of Steve McWhorter, the Panthers have had to search for a new point guard. It looks like they have found their answer in junior college transfer Jordan Johnson, who had 8 points and 7 assists tonight. Wickman also commented on what it was like to play with a new point guard this season.
Yeah, we do miss Steve, but Jordan has stepped in and provided us with basically the same thing. And he's finding all the right guys, making all the right passes, and I can't complain. So, like I said before, we're going to be a good team, and everybody's kind of molding into their role, so it's going to be a fun year.
The Panthers' convincing victory over the Trojans moves them to 4-1 on the season. They have the weekend to rest before returning to action Monday morning at 11 a.m. Central Time against Murray State in Estero, Florida. For the UWM Post and Southeast Wisconsin Sports Beat, I'm John Giddings.